Mataji is giving class today. Mataji, please take over this class.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Very grateful to Shama Gauri Mataji and Lalitangi Mataji for connecting me to all of you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankajanabhaya Nama Pankajamaline Nama Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajandraye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 31, entitled The Gopis' Songs of Separation, reading from text 14.
Surata Vaidhanam Shokanashanam Svarita Venuna Shushpuchumbitam Yukararagave Smaranam Rinam Vitaraviranam
Translation. O hero, kindly distribute to us the nectar of your lips, which enhances conjugal pleasure and vanquishes grief. That nectar is thoroughly relished by your vibrating flute and makes people forget any other attachment.
Om Agyanat Mirantase Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Puraya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Puraya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Krupa Pradayine Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramatarine Namam Vishnu Puraya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shripasadi Gaurav Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here, the gopis are continuing to address Krishna. They're continuing their song of separation from Krishna. They're crying for the manifestation of Krishna so that they can see Krishna with their loving, tender eyes. And here, the gopis are very, very beautifully addressing Krishna as Veera, O hero. And they're saying, Surata Vardhanam. Surata
It actually refers to a very, very exalted state of devotional service, almost on the level of prema. And in that state, Surata Vardhanam, which means that this increases the love of Krishna. You know, they are in the stage that their love for Krishna is always increasing. It's not that they are at one stage and they are static at one stage. That is why the gopi stage is very, very special, which is this word, which means Surata Vardhanam, that their love, their prema for Krishna is ever increasing. It is limitless and it is complete. So, so here the gopis are glorifying that Krishna, your love is so much that we are relishing your love so much that because we are relishing your love, our love for you is always limitless. It is unending. It is because of your transcendental loving nature. So they are glorifying Krishna that their stage that they are in also is because of the loving nature of Krishna. So very beautifully this word has been used, Surata Vardhanam, which means that their love, their prema for Krishna is increasing because of the loving nature of Krishna himself. So Surata Vardhanam, Shokanashanam. And the gopis are saying that the word, of course, Shoka, we all know, it means misery. Nashanam means it destroys. So the gopis are saying, because we are always in a stage of loving, increasing loving devotion to you, that is why we actually don't have any kind of material misery that any time disturbs us. Our only misery is the time that you disappear from our vision. That is our only misery, O Krishna. So they are saying that this Surata Vardhanam, it has the potency of destroying anything mundane, any mundane misery, it completely nashanam, it completely destroys. And then they are glorifying a very beautiful personality, Svarita Venuna Shushtu Chumbitam. They are actually glorifying the Venu of Krishna, the flute, the transcendental flute of Krishna. In fact, it is mentioned in the Venu Gita that one time the gopis actually are in conversation with Venu, with the flute of Krishna, and they say, "Hey, flute, what great activities have you done that you are always getting the Adharamrita, the nectar from Krishna's transcendental lips are always flowing into you. So what great deed have you done, my dear flute, that you have attained this position?" So the reply that the flute gives is very famously recorded in this particular Gita, which is called as the Venu Gita, which is the song of the flute. So the Venu is explaining that, see, I am not made out of gold or anything precious. I am just a simple bamboo. And I was there living with my family, and then I was separated from my family. I was cut off from my family. So all my attachment was vanquished to all my family when I was removed from my family. So I was brought out from my family, separated from my family. And then I was completely made hollow from the inside. They made me hollow from inside. Can you imagine the pain that I went through when they were making me, you know, clean from inside? There was a lot of pain that I sustained. And not just cleaning me from inside, but also, you know, I had a lot of, you know, at every joint in the bamboo, there is a lot of, you know, extra-additional, tendrons that keep coming out. So all that had to be cleaned externally. So between the two joints, I was very, you know, smooth. But in wherever I had joints, I had a lot of tendrons growing. So that had to be chiseled off of me. So externally also, I had to suffer a lot of pain when they were nicely making me smooth and, you know, very you know, polishing me out like that. I had to suffer a lot of pain, both externally as well as internally. And then when I was clean externally and internally, you know what they did? They took a hot iron rod and they stuck it through me on one side to make 7 different holes at different parts of my body. So with a hot iron rod, those holes were made in my body. I had to suffer that pain. And then I had to be just waiting. I am just waiting that whenever Krishna's lotus hands will pick me up, he either sometimes tucks me in his, you know, on his dhoti, you know, in his waist. He just picks me up in his waist, in his dhoti, or sometimes he picks me up and he keeps it in his hand, hanging me down. Or sometimes he picks me up and he plays, you know, blows his air coming from his transcendental lips into my body. And thus, Krishna's transcendental air coming from his mouth produces the transcendental sound vibration of the flute. The Venu is explaining to the gopis that this is what I had to go through to make sure that I can be lifted up by Krishna at his own free will. Whenever Krishna wants, he can pick me up and use me. So that is my position. I don't have anything to claim as my own. So when the gopis heard this, they all fell down at the lotus feet of the Venu and said that you truly are a gem of a devotee, that you are actually unconditionally, uninterruptedly, unmotivatedly, you are the one who are serving Krishna. And the gopis offered their respectful obeisances to the Venu of Krishna. So we need to understand, this is a great lesson to be learned, that if we want to be used in the service of Guru and Krishna, we should be ready to undergo internal as well as external cleanliness. We have to be ready to be purified internally as well as externally. We have to be ready that hot iron rods will be penetrated through us to make us completely worthy that our Guru can pick us up at his choice. He can pick us up and use us in Krishna's service. So if we can develop that attitude, then we can call ourselves qualified to receive the mercy or the causeless mercy of the spiritual master. Till then, we are just hovering on the external platform otherwise. We are not, you know, just like how when we go into the ocean, there are some people who just are very satisfied staying on the beach itself. They just, you know, they will, as soon as the waves come to hit them, they'll run away. They just like to get their legs a little bit soaked. That's all. But there are some people who try to go deep into the ocean and swim along with the waves. They dive into the ocean. So it is up to us if we want to stay on the shores of the bhakti ocean or if we want to dive deep into it. If you want to dive deep into the ocean of bhakti, then we have to be ready to undergo what the flute has undergone, to become qualified, to be used and picked up by our spiritual master, to be used in the service of Srila Prabhupada. So this is a great lesson to be learned from the flute, from the Venu of Krishna, which the gopis here, they are glorifying the Venu, that the Venu has done so much, you know, he has undergone so much of austerities. He has undergone so much of difficulty. And because of that, he is getting shushtu chumbitam. Chumbitam means the kisses from Krishna, from Krishna's transcendental lips, the flute is able to enjoy because the flute has undergone so much trouble to be in that position, to be able to be the recipient of Krishna's transcendental kisses. So if we really want to become worthy of our spiritual master's mercy, of the mercy, to receive the mercy from Krishna, then we should be ready to undergo some austerity, some difficulty we must try to take so that we can qualify ourselves. We can at least, you know, bare minimum qualification. You know, of course, to attain the perfect qualification is impossible, you know, for especially for a soul like me can never even imagine for a perfect qualification. But therefore, we depend on something called as causeless mercy. The causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas is actually our only hope. So with that, we will move on. The gopis are saying, itara ragavit smaranam rinam. Which means they're saying that Nrina means of all mankind, and they're saying that the nectar of the Lord's lips, the nectar, the adharamrita of the Lord's lips is actually the goal of one's life. And when we, you know, when we are able to be in that position, vitara viranas te adharamritam. Vitara means to distribute. The gopis here are talking about a very gura rahasya. Gura rahasya means a very, very transcendental secret the gopis are revealing here. It's not, they're not telling something very directly, but they're telling something very, very secretly. They're saying, vitara viranas te adharam ritam. That when we actually want to receive, you know, Krishna's mercy, just like the way that Krishna is giving his adharamrita or his kisses to the flute, the gopis are begging that may we also be recipients of such mercy from Krishna. And not only we be that Krishna distribute this adharamrita to us, the gopis are begging that, but there is another meaning to this. The gopis are saying once we get that adharamrita, the gopis, when they receive the adharamrita, when they will distribute the adharamrita to others, when they can make others receive this transcendental mercy coming from Krishna, that pleases Krishna so much more that he keeps giving more and more and more adharamrita to the gopis. And therefore, the gopis keep distributing more and more and more mercy. So, one minus one in, you know, in material terms, becomes zero. But when, you know, in spiritual mathematics, 1 minus 1 becomes 11. So it multiplies. Mercy multiplies when we distribute. So that is the secret that the gopis are talking about over here. That not only will they receive the mercy coming down from Krishna, but they will also distribute that mercy coming down from Krishna to all the living entities so that they can keep receiving the mercy and then they will keep distributing that mercy. So therefore, even when we receive any form of mercy, you know, sharing our Krishna consciousness with others, this is a form of mercy. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, who is Krishna himself, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in the mood of the gopis, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about this exact same thing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Akelai mali ami koto phol dilaibo, that I am the only gardener. How much fruit of love of God can I alone distribute with my two hands? I need help. So, Bharat Bhumita Hoilo Manushya Janma Jar, Janma Sarthaka Kori Koro Paro Upakar. So, whoever has taken birth in the auspicious land of Bharat Bhumi, Mahaprabhu has given a standing instruction to them that please distribute the mercy. So then, it is said that devotees often ask that those who then are not of Bharat Bhumi's origin, that they don't have this responsibility? No. Srila Prabhupada has made this good fortune to come irrespective of the fact whether one is born in Bharat Bhumi or not. Anyone who is actually a part of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they automatically have become the children of Srila Prabhupada. They are automatically belonging to the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So whatever be their origin, wherever they have taken birth, this instruction of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stands true for anybody who is part of Srila Prabhupada's organization. Anybody who claims to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada, this instruction applies to them. Whatever be their origin of birth, it does not matter. Because our spiritual birth is coming because of Srila Prabhupada. So he is our grandfather. So because of that, we actually have this obligation to Srila Prabhupada that whatever we have received, our good fortune, if we share our good fortune with others, we will become more fortunate. That fortune will keep coming more to us, and that we can keep distributing more and more, then we keep receiving more and more. So this is the secret that the gopis are talking about in this very, very glorious verse of the Gopi Gita, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, you know, the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually based on this verse also, this last, Vitara Raga, Vitara Virana Te Adharam Ritam. To distribute the mercy of Krishna. When we distribute the mercy of Krishna, we become recipients of more mercy coming from Krishna. So this is a very, very top secret. It is open to everybody. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram. So this is very, very transcendental secret. It is open to all, but known to very, very fortunate souls. So because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, because of the mercy of our spiritual masters, we are in that category that we are very, very fortunate to be able to access the secret. And it is up to us how much we are able to distribute this love of God so that we will be blessed more and more. And we can share this blessing with each and every soul in this world so that this place will be transformed from this Kuntha, it will become Vaikuntha. It will become the spiritual world, a place without any anxiety. So this is what the gopis are sharing in this particular verse of the Gopi Gita, of text 14 of Sri Gopi Gita. And today I will end here. I actually am in Sri Mayapur Dham still, and I have to go for some service right now for Ram Navami. So I was just thinking that if it's okay, then I will end here and we can take some questions. And we will continue on again next week, continuing on from text 15 onwards. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, Hare Krishna. This is Nilmadhav Das, Mataji. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for such a nice class. One quick question, Mataji. The difference between Kuntha and Vaikuntha, if you can little give us on this.
Kuntha, sure. Srila Prabhupada translates Kuntha to be a place of anxiety. And he says, Vaikuntha, Vai means no. And Srila Prabhupada says that Vaikuntha means a place without any anxiety. Kuntha in Sanskrit means anxiety. So that's how Srila Prabhupada translates Vaikuntha to be, that a place without any anxiety. Does that help in answering your question?
Yes. So, Mother, so we can, at present situation on earthly planet, we can have the environment of Vaikuntha by seriously chanting and by doing devotional service. Is that a correct statement, Mataji?
Absolutely, yes. That is what Srila Prabhupada said, that this place of mundane miseries will be transformed by performance of Sri Harinam Sankirtan, and this will become Vaikuntha. Prabhupada said this.
Thank you very much, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you. Any more questions or comments or reflections?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandvat Pranam, always Srila Prabhupada inclusive. Please pray for us that this year we are able to come in Sri Mayapur Dham. Mataji, as usual, wonderful class. But today I am not saying that please keep seeing Gopi Gita because you are going somewhere for some seva. And Dandvat Pranam to your seva, Dandvat, always Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev.
But I can still sing one verse at least for you. I will do that in the end.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very wonderful class, Mataji. Always, like Mataji said, and very nice explanation about the fruit. And like to get the mercy from Krishna, we have to undergo so many austerities and so many things to present ourselves to our Guru and Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Mataji. Really, really wonderful.
I'm very grateful to you for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Pranam. Glorious to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, Mataji. Thank you so much. It's really, really very inspiring and very heart-touching lecture, actually. You were telling to become an instrument of our spiritual master. It's not like a surface when we practice bhakti, and then you were giving the example of river, that we put the lake in there and want to become like that. It will not happen in that. We have to go through all the austerities and then sacrifices. Even so many tests come in our devotional practice. We should ready to accept all these things. And then only we can become an instrument of our Krishna and our spiritual masters. Really, really very instructive, Mataji. Please pray for us, Mataji. We can become a servant of all the devotees like you, and to serve our Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Well, that is all our prayer, that someday or the other we can become the worthy servant of our spiritual master. So for whatever little my prayers are worth, in Sri Mayapur Dham, I am praying for everyone. But I don't know how much they are going to be worth, but I am sincerely praying for each and every one devotee. And the thing is that how much ever we have, you know, following the, you know, becoming an instrument in the hands of the spiritual master doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be in the physical presence of the spiritual master. Or serving the spiritual master doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be in the physical proximity of our spiritual master. So service means, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, is, you know, one unique thing in our parampara is about vipralambha seva, service in separation, serving the vani of the spiritual master, serving the instructions of the spiritual master. That is the very, very, very strong way that we can stay connected to our spiritual master. Then, you know, you can see even in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada at the age of 69, 70, Srila Prabhupada took this daring step of coming to the U.S. and Srila Prabhupada from 1965 to 66, Srila Prabhupada says, and he writes in his diary, that he was practically alone. But he writes that he never felt alone because he always felt the strong presence of his spiritual master always by his side. And at that time, we know that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Sri Srila Prabhupada was not even physically present on this planet. He had wound up his pastime. Srila Prabhupada was not here on this planet. But Srila Prabhupada writes that he felt the presence of his spiritual master always by his side. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada was following the instructions given by his spiritual master. That is how strongly connected Srila Prabhupada is to his spiritual master. So we need to understand that physical proximity actually is not a criteria for us to be deeply connected with our spiritual master. actually it is the following of his instructions that connect us to him very deeply. And then the physical, you know, proximity, that will end. Even though they may be in different cities, you may be in different countries, you may be in different continents, or we may be in different planets, it will not matter. We can see all of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Vargas, how deeply they are connected to Srila Prabhupada. Why? They are not physically still connected, but they are more than physically connected because it is a heart-to-heart connection. The connection with the Guru is actually from heart to heart. So therefore, physical proximity does not matter at all. As long as we are determined to follow the instructions of our spiritual master, we will be strongly connected with him. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank
you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Very, very nice nectar, and especially you're speaking from Mayapur Dham. You're connecting us to all the Dham and the consciousness and the service of the Dham. Thank you so much, Mataji. All glories to your enthusiastic and dedicated service that you're giving us this class in spite of so many service there in Mayapur. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm grateful to you for connecting me. So I'm so thankful, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, anybody else has any question or comment? If no one has any question or comment, we can end here. And Mataji, thank you very much.
Before I end, I just wanted to honor the request of Mataji for one Bhagavad Gita verse, if that's okay.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Okay. So I will sing one of my favorite ones, text 7 from the Gopi Gita. Pranata Deinam Papakarshanam Trinacharanugam Shriniketanam Krinukucheshuna Krindirichayam. Jai Shri Gopi Gita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Thank you all so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for Gopi Gita.
Thank you, Mataji. We are very grateful to you. You get instead of very busy schedule.
Thank you, Mataji. Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.